Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg crew, Chris Kellogg and Nita McMahon. And Kellogg is off today. And now it's time to take a look at what's going on in Hollywood with Dino's Dirt at 6:40. So starting things off with a story about Alicia Silverstone revealing that she still shares a bed with her son, Bear, and he's 11 years old. It's part of her attachment parenting style. And, you know, we talked about her different parenting style before, how she used to chew her son's food for him and then let him take it out of her mouth for him to finish eating it. Well, as far as the whole sleeping in the same bed, her ex-husband initially didn't really approve of this parenting style, called it hippie stuff, but then he actually ended up loving the process. And, you know, it's whatever works for your family. I'm not going to judge her on her parenting style. Her child seems really happy and seems like, you know, just regular average kids. So if it works for them, it works for them. They like to snuggle. That's great. You know, you got to enjoy every moment that your kids actually love you, right? Supermodel Linda Evangelista, she's been out of the public eye for a while because of a botched cosmetic procedure, and she had filed this lawsuit back in September for $50 million in damages after she said she was left permanently deformed. So she announced now, though, that the legal battle is over. They came to a settlement. She didn't say exactly what that was, but she's looking forward to the next chapter of her life. And what does that include? Well, back to modeling. So she's really excited about this. At 57, she didn't know that she'd have a future in modeling anymore. And so she's happy that she has now made it back into that world. And her return to modeling is starting off with a campaign for Fendi. So good for her. A Quiet Place Day One was expected to premiere September 24th of this year, but Paramount sort of switched up a whole bunch of dates, and now it's not coming out until March 8th of 2024. I don't want to wait that long, but I guess I have no choice. The cast hasn't been revealed. Details aren't known yet about what the film will be about. But John Krasinski, who wrote the other two Quiet Place movies, and his wife and co-star Emily Blunt will not be reprising their roles in the movie, more than likely because it appears to be a prequel to the main story. I guess you can't really have them in a prequel depending on how far out they go, right? And according to a source, Jennifer Lopez pressured Ben Affleck to get married sooner rather than later because she was worried he'd get cold feet. Yeah, that's what a source says, according to Page Six, that J-Lo has been ready to get married since the night that Ben proposed. She wanted to lock this down and remove any chance for cold feet ASAP. I don't know about that. I do hear that they disagreed over the wedding style. Ben didn't want a major event. Jen kind of had this elaborate star-studded celebration in mind. That I believe. The elopement, though, followed by a big celebration later on, seemed like a good compromise. So, hey, you know what? As long as they're happy, they're both still smiling. This, again, has been 20 years in the making since the first time they were engaged. So we're glad they went through with it, and we hope that they find happiness from here on out. This is her fourth, fifth marriage? I don't know. I keep losing track. But anyway, that's your Dirt at 6:40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, their holiday club, Set It and Forget It. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. And I'm going to have more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 7:40 with 94.7 WMAS. 94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg Crew. Chris Kellogg is out this week, and it's Dina McMahon here with you. Dina's Dirt, of course, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. It's never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season, and you can join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club. Set it and forget it with direct deposit to save for the holiday. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. So, here's what's going on in Hollywood. Jennifer Garner was not at her ex Ben Affleck's wedding to Jennifer Lopez. We would expect that. She did know about it ahead of time, you know, considering her and Ben's kids were there for the wedding. J-Lo's twins were there too. Again, they kept it really small, just family. But while the happy couple was getting married, Jennifer Garner took a vacation to Lake Tahoe, where she went parasailing and biking, and she actually shared a lot of these photos online on Instagram with her fans. Probably like sort of one of those, like, beat them before they get to it things, you know, before everybody started wondering and pondering, what was Jennifer Garner doing? Is she okay? Is she sad? You know, she's like, I'm just going to beat them to the punch and let everybody know just how awesome I am doing. So good for her. Demi Moore will be celebrating her 60th birthday later this year. She's got some months to go, November 11th. But when she was asked what she was looking forward to, she said not being defined by a number and instead being defined by my experience. Because, you know, I'm going to be 60. It feels very liberating. And she said when she thinks of her grandmother at 60, she seemed to be already resigned to being old. But Demi said, I feel in so many ways more alive and present than ever. So that's wonderful. It's a feeling we could all hope to have, isn't it? Harry Styles' latest album, Harry's House, is a huge hit, especially on vinyl. You know, vinyl's making a huge comeback. And according to data, just 2 months in on its release, Harry's got the best-selling vinyl record of the year. Pretty much almost twice as what Olivia Rodrigo has, her Sour album. So she's at number two. And then you've got for your top five, Kendrick Lamar, followed by Fleetwood Mac and Tyler, the Creator. Now, according to Variety, Olivia and Harry, they are doing well with their best-selling albums overall of the year so far. So Harry's number four and Olivia's number seven. Who do you think's number one? You're not going to guess. I'm going to just tell you, it's the Encanto soundtrack at number one.
Never guessed that.
I wouldn't have either. I thought that that was kind of like phasing out, but I guess not. And 50 Cent and director Josh Stolberg's new horror movie, Skill House, is so gory.
Yeah.
A crew member passed out on set.
Oh, my goodness.
You can actually see this in a video. It's at TMZ Hip Hop. The camera operator who was filming this very bloody scene started to wobble and then passed out for 30 minutes. So Steve Johnson, who worked on the last two Saw movies, we hear, had a hand in that scene. So
that must be one scary movie if that happens. Yeah.
I know. You know, it's like, for me, it's tough to watch scary movies. And if you have scary and gory, that's even harder. So I do that thing where, you know, you put your fingers up.
Oh, yeah.
And then you like split your fingers and kind of look through it.
And if it's okay, you keep watching. Yeah.
This seems like the kind of movie where I'm just going to put my whole hand in front of my eyes. For the whole movie. And just leave it there. I'm too much of a chicken. And that's your Dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS. All right, time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40s for your 8:40 Dirt. It's being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Never too soon. Look at that. Chris Isaacs got me all. Never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. You can get involved with their holiday club. Set it and forget it. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. All right. So I'm going to start things off by telling you about the honeymoon that's not happening.
Uh-oh.
For Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Not happening. We're supposed to be a big party and everything.
That's a reception.
Okay.
So they're talking about that, the to-be-determined reception. But as far as a honeymoon goes, not just yet. They were back in L.A. to deal with their very hectic work schedules. And according to a source, like, Jennifer's fine putting it off right now because she says Every day is a honeymoon with Ben.
Oh, God.
Now, come on. They're in their honeymoon phase, so good for them. You know, it's romantic that they, you know, of course, have these big, ginormous houses. For me, that would be like being on a honeymoon, right?
Yeah.
Fully staffed. That is honeymoon. You don't need a honeymoon when you live the honeymoon.
Give it a couple more weeks. You know, honeymoon will be over.
So congrats to them again, and enjoy their time off together. Well, after revealing they'd bring the second Earthshot Prize Award ceremony to the United States, it's only the second time this prize has been given, Prince William and Kate Middleton announced that ceremony is going to take place in Boston.
No kidding.
In December.
Oh, wow.
That's right. They haven't been here since 2014 to the United States.
Wow. Oh, really?
And
the whole U.S.?
To the U.S. Yeah, that was to New York. So now they're going to bring this award ceremony to Boston. That's cool.
Very cool.
First trip in like 8 years here, and it's coming to Boston. Oh, traffic's going to be murderous.
Yeah, can you imagine? It is bad now.
Yes. Will and Kate, welcome to the big dig. Savannah and Hoda.
Yeah.
Rumors of drama going on between these two, that there's some sort of discord between them on the Today Show. You heard something about this, too, right?
Yeah, there was rumor that Jenna Bush Hager is the catalyst for all this fighting.
Hey.
Jenna claims to be Savannah's best friend, but whenever Savannah's not there, she'll turn around and buddy up to Hoda, and the two of them will take shots at Savannah. So I don't know how true it is. Maybe it's blown out of proportion just a little bit, but
well,
I love those guys. I love the whole Today Show gang. They're just great.
They get along so well,
And they look like they get along, yeah.
They do, but I mean, you know, we've noticed they haven't been on together in a while, right?
So the last 2 weeks, so there was some vacation time, which that explains that, but this week specifically, Savannah hadn't been on until today.
Mm-hmm.
Hoda was filling in, and now today Hoda's out and Savannah's in.
Okay.
She's on with Chanel, so.
All right. We'll have to see. Sometimes you can tell a lot by body language, so we'll have to see once they're back together. Her is set to play Belle in ABC's special to celebrate 30 years of Beauty and the Beast. They're
well,
going
cool.
to put some live, never-before-seen musical performances, some brand new sets and costumes, too, inspired by the story. And that is actually going to air December 15th and then stream the next day on Disney+. You know, I'm all for whatever version of Beauty and the Beast you want to give me. Love that story.
There's another streaming service you got to subscribe to now.
No, I'm gonna record it on ABC on December 15th.
Okay, there you go. You have to wait till Disney Plus. All right,
exactly. And look at Brad Pitt getting all trendy. He wore a skirt to a Berlin screening of Bullet Train, and when he was asked why, his answer was the breeze. Considering temperatures in Germany's capital soared to the mid 90s that day.
Was it an actual skirt or a kilt? Maybe he's Scottish.
It was not. I don't know. Some people were saying kilt, but it looked more like just a linen skirt in almost a kiltish style. But honestly, like the front of the skirt was higher, the back was a little bit lower. So it really wasn't a kilt.
Right.
And you know what? Not anything wrong with him wearing a skirt, but he could have styled it better. He looked a little like a sloppy 90s grunge. He had an untucked, poorly sized, wrinkled button-down shirt, a very sloppy blazer, combat boots. I mean...
But he's
honestly,
got great legs, right?
No, he does have great legs, actually.
Oh, he does. Okay.
If I hadn't seen the legs and his head, I could have sworn that could have been Winona Ryder, maybe from the 90s or something. You know, it was like that grunge girl look.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so, but you know, good for him. He pulls off, I never thought I'd say this sentence, Brad Pitt totally pulls off the grunge girl look from the 90s. So on that note, that's your dirt, and you can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.